You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, where we talk about our emotional health, our sense of self, and our chance to look for ways to be a bit more balanced as we move through life. And this week, our guest is Dr. Brian O'Donnell, a psychotherapist who's been in practice for 45 years in Ann Arbor, working with individuals, couples, groups, and organizations. He's also a teacher of the Pathwork, which is a contemporary spiritual approach that blends the wisdom of the ancient traditions along with the advances of evolutionary thought, which Brian travels the world teaching, so we're really honored he's joining us here on WEMU. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm delighted to be here.
So we connect during a pandemic where a lot of people's sense of well-being is really being challenged, yet you see this as an opportunity for growth. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, I'd be glad to, Lisa. From a spiritual perspective, all crises are an invitation to a greater life. I know that's hard for some people to hear, especially when you're going through tremendous loss and breakdown and uncertainty. So it's a paradox to be talking about this, because on one hand, we need to be very emotionally sensitive to what we're all going through, some people much more than others. But at the same time, it's very helpful to have a larger perspective and to have an understanding that the nature of human evolution, of spiritual life, is always a call to enlargement, to expansion, to greater creativity, to greater depth. And yet when there's resistance to this, when there's fear of this change, there's going to be a holding on and a tightening down. And what crisis is, it's the opportunity to break down old structures and give an opportunity for new possibilities, whether it's in our personal lives or whether it's in our collective lives.
You're a psychotherapist who worked with a lot of different people, and you have for decades, really. At what point will this hit all of us? I mean, a lot of people are just at the sort of in shock. I lost my job, or I'm losing income, or someone's not well, they're sick. So I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate that, but can that happen now, or is that something that we're going to grow into?
I think it can happen now if you have the right perspective, if you have this concept. But it's also a time that we need to really just let the old structures fall down. And that will require making room for grief and uncertainty and loss. And we need to make room for that in a healthy way. And so sometimes that's where our focus needs to be, is how to meet this in a constructive way emotionally, as well as having a principle or a concept that this is really an invitation to a greater life.
It's okay to grieve, and perhaps it's recommended to do that at this point?
Absolutely. And in fact, what we need to do with a crisis is to let the old structures fall down, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a work related issue, or whether it's a pandemic or an illness. We need to be in the throes of the emotions that this brings, to let them move through us, to embrace them. And we also need to be in an inquiry at some point. What is this here to teach me? Whether it's a collective teaching, what do we need to know as a collective? What is this pandemic bringing us as a message for humanity? Or whether it's a message in my life about an illness. What is it here to teach me? And so if we can really trust and work with our feelings in a constructive way, that is the doorway to opening our intuition. And our intuition will help us in that discernment about what is here to learn.
And can we do that on our own? I mean, you're a psychotherapist, so you work with people all the time, and I'm thinking that may not be possible for everyone. Is this something they can do on their own?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you have the courage to meet this as undefendedly as possible, to lean into it, to go with the crisis. Because what stops most of us, myself included at many times, is when a crisis comes, we have the attitude, an unconstructive attitude of, why is this happening to me? This shouldn't be happening. Who can I blame?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That only prolongs the agony. If we can have an attitude of leaning into it, of going with it, of learning from it, of grieving it, of grieving what we're losing, we'll be carried into a greater aliveness.
So grieving what we're losing, and how long should that take? I mean, when do we get to the good part? I know we live in an instantaneous society.
Maybe grieving in it itself is the good part. There's an attitude of looking at pain as if it's going to harm us.
Right.
Pain does not harm us. It's our resistance to pain that harms us. There's such a thing as good grief. You know, you hear people saying that phrase all the time because it's true. And if we really can let ourselves feel our grief or our uncertainty or our fear, it will make us more whole, feel more stable, we'll feel more integrated.
Are you saying it's okay to not be okay for a bit right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're seeing those billboards and advertisements on Facebook. It's okay not to be okay. Yes, we need to surrender to these feelings of discomfort. At the same time, again, the paradox of holding a larger perspective, that this is evolution moving through us, calling us to a greater life. It's the medicine. This is the medicine we're in right now as a collective. Can we take the medicine in a healthy way? It's my understanding of working for so many years with people. If you can open to the real soft pain of what life is bringing us right now, it will leave you more integrated, more alive, more whole. And it's only our resistance to feeling the real soft pain. In my tradition, we call it hard pain. And hard pain leaves us bitter. It leaves us more fragmented, and it creates more suffering. So we need to challenge that when we see ourselves in that place. We're trying to avoid a deeper soft pain when we cycle in this hard pain. And it's ironic because it only ends up creating more suffering.
So what thought do you want to leave us with? What is your vision of an improved and better person on the other side of COVID-19?
Well, I just want to leave you with the thought. This is a line from one of the teachings that I study in the pathwork. It feels like it summarizes it all in. That which is your salvation appears as your undoing. And I'll say that again. That which is your salvation appears as your undoing. And that is, again, the understanding that there is a necessary breakdown if we want a greater life. And we have to go through that breakdown. We have to be undone if we want to be who we truly are.
All right. I appreciate the wisdom. And as I mentioned about your pathwork experience, we'll put a link to that on WEMU.org with this interview. So if people want to find out more about that, that's in the Ann Arbor area, correct?
Yes, it is, Lisa.
All right. Dr. Brian O'Donnell, Ann Arbor psychotherapist, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.